What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does. 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Mel, Bry here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy!
Hey, Mikey, if you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm gonna get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
It is! The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our producer holding it down for us today, Chris Hess. He's holding it down in New York. And you, thank you for listening wherever you might be. You're in Georgia, in New York. You could be in Canada. You could be in Hawaii. You could be in Europe. You could be at home. You could be in traffic. You could be at work. You could be walking. You could be exercising in the gym. Shout-outs to everybody doing whatever the hell it is that you do. This show, it gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM 158. If you got a smart speaker, go ahead and ask it to play CBS Sports Radio, and boom, the show pops right the hell on up. You know, for the past several days, we've done a lot of talking about the NFL, free agency, who's getting traded, who's signing where, and what have you. We've had some additional news that has come down the pipe just over the past hour. Bobby Wagner, former Seattle Seahawk, one-time Los Angeles Ram, has been in the NFL since 2012. Bobby Wagner is reuniting with his old defensive coordinator, Dan Quinn. Bobby Wagner goes to the Washington Commanders on a one-year, $8 million deal. Unfortunately, we have a couple of wide receivers who are out of work. Mike Williams, now formerly of the Los Angeles Chargers, Mike Williams has been given the boot from Los Angeles. Last year, this man tore his ACL. Let's see if he can pick up with the team at some point at the end of the year. Let's also keep in mind, this is March. It's not to say by the time we get to July and August that he doesn't get picked up by a squad, but certainly right now, the Chargers, they don't want him. The New Orleans Saints, they have bid adieu to Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas is, at one point in time, he led the NFL in receptions. As a matter of fact, he didn't just lead the NFL in receptions. He was the NFL's offensive player of the year. He caught a record 149 passes like 5 years ago, four seasons ago. And now he's out of work. The Saints said that he could not pass his physical, and he gone. He gone. It's a hard knock life for injuries. And then even in another sport, we talked about Gerrit Cole of the New York Yankees. This man might be gone for a month or two, and he hasn't missed a start. He hasn't missed a game since 2016. Ridiculously incredible for a pitcher. It's nuts. Lucas Giolito out for the season with the Boston Red Sox. This man signed a one-year contract, basically has a two-year option. Yeah, that second year is not getting picked up. Lucas Giolito, he does have a torn UCL, and it's tough. I don't know if the athletes are tougher now. Are they pampered? Are they less prepared? I just don't know if we face these same type of injuries just across the board. It's like you breathe and a guy gets hurt. And then you don't play and a guy gets hurt. There's no exact science. I don't know. Maybe we as human beings are just softer. You can be bigger, faster, and stronger, but you could be more fragile in the process. And I guess somebody who would know about being fragile, and I'm going to get to him in a minute. Matter of fact, let's get to him now. It's Kawhi Leonard. Isn't this the poster boy of injuries? This is a man that the NBA said is one of the top 75 players of all time. And he is, given for what he's done with San Antonio and what he did up in Toronto and helping deliver them a championship. What would Kawhi Leonard's career look like if he could actually be healthy enough to play basketball? It's like asking about trying to find the center of a Tootsie Pop. The world will never know. And so one thing, I guess, prior to the NBA All-Star break that we did see is that the Clippers were actually healthy. The Clippers were actually winning. The Clippers looked like, if they were healthy, that they were going to be competitive in the postseason against any Western Conference team. But last night, Kawhi Leonard got hurt. And thank God it's not a major injury, right? It's not something that could ruin him. This is not one of the murderous thigh, knee, quadricep injuries that Kawhi has dealt with, it seems like, over the past 5, 6, 7 years. It was his back. And so last night, the Los Angeles Clippers were taking on the Timberwolves. They were whooping their ass. The Timberwolves actually came back and beat them 118-100. But Kawhi Leonard had to leave because of back spasms. And so after the game, Ty Lue was asked, why did Kawhi leave the arena? And this is what Ty Lue had to say.
Yeah, he's been dealing with it for a couple of days. Back spasms, and wasn't sure if he was going to go this morning. But he came to shoot around, got some treatment, did what he had to do, and tried to get on the court and play today. And it didn't loosen up for him.
Back spasms for Kawhi Leonard is like a sore throat for me. No big deal, unless it is a big deal. Because Kawhi Leonard, as we all know, this man has dealt with worse. He really has. Is it his ACL? Is it his meniscus? Is it the quadricep that kind of kept him from suiting back up with the San Antonio Spurs and never trusting them again? Then being moved to Toronto and then moving to Los Angeles. I mean, since Kawhi has been in L.A., since 2019, the man has never played more than the 58 games that he has played this season. And God knows, now that they're in a stretch run, he might miss some time. Just for health's sake. Russell Westbrook has a broken hand. James Harden is dealing with a busted up shoulder right now. Paul George, his knee has been balky all season, especially more recently. And this is why you have to love Kawhi. Because not only is he a surgeon's dream, when he talks to the media, it's hilarious. About a month ago, a couple of weeks ago, Kawhi Leonard, in a hilarious exchange, only hilarious by Kawhi's standards, Kawhi was asked, hey, how have you been able to contribute to this team? And he's just like, because my body's actually put together. Listen to this.
What goes into you being able to be available for so many of these games this year?
Not tearing my ACL. Not tearing my meniscus.
He's not even joking. That's the funny thing. Hey, Chris, he's just being himself, right?
He is about as dry as they come, but even within the dryness, it's still a good soundbite.
Yeah. And I wish I could say more, but he's just being him. Like, he's not trying to be funny. He's not trying to joke. He's like, hey, Kawhi, how are you available this season? Well, I didn't tear my ACL or my meniscus. Whoa. What does dinner conversation sound like with Kawhi Leonard? What does Kawhi Leonard like to do besides basketball? Like, we don't know. What commercials? I've seen Kawhi in a commercial. Let me stop. I've seen Kawhi Leonard in a Drake music video called Too Sexy, which is pretty hilarious. And then we've also, I don't know, help me out here. Have you seen Kawhi in a commercial? Isn't he in something, right, Chris?
He has been in a commercial. I just don't remember which one it was.
Ah, wasn't too effective now, wasn't it?
No.
Yeah. And what did he do in said commercial? Did he stand? Did he have any words? Did he say anything?
Again, I don't remember. I remember that he was in a commercial and his face was there. There was no doubt about it, but I don't remember what was said.
I saw Kawhi Leonard. I've never met Kawhi. Never met him. I did see Kawhi at a, let's see, what fight was this? I was in Vegas, probably one of the last fights I remember in Vegas. I saw Deontay Wilder take on Tyson Fury. And I was in the MGM. This is the Saturday afternoon of the fight. And I don't know, I'm just hanging out or getting ready to meet somebody. And Kawhi Leonard's in the lobby. He's getting ready to check in and then, you know, walk over to the fight. The arena is connected to the casino and the hotel and what have you. Kawhi Leonard, all 6'5", 6'7", 6'8", 6'7", of him, he's just walking through. Just had one person with him and a woman. I assumed it was his wife. It looked like his wife. And people looked at him and nobody cared. It's just like, oh, Kawhi Leonard is here. Nobody gave a damn. And he didn't look like he gave a damn either. Kawhi Leonard might as well. I think he really is a robot. He's a robot in dire need of service. But to think that he's going through this season and to have back spasms be the thing that slows him down, I guess to his credit, yeah, it's better than having a torn meniscus or a torn ACL. But this is the time of the year in the NBA. People are just waiting on March Madness. It's kind of bananas to me that this upcoming Sunday, already this upcoming Sunday, is Selection Sunday. Already. Like, we have already gone through the NCAA tournament, and we already have teams that have automatic bids based on winning their conference tournaments. How about this? St. Mary's automatically going in. Beat Gonzaga 69-70 to win the WCC. South Dakota State, they win. They beat Denver automatically in the tournament. Wagner beat Merrimack. Charleston going to the tournament. They beat Stony Brook out in New York. Shout outs to Stony Brook. Oakland. Yeah, when's the last time you saw Oakland in an NCAA tournament? Been more than 10 years. They go out there and win the Horizon League by beating Milwaukee. And so we have all these automatic tournament bids. And then we have so many other games that are going to take place today and tomorrow. It's wild. I got to be honest, though. Has anybody really collectively been checking for men's hoops? Has anybody really been paying deep, deep attention to men's college basketball? For me, it doesn't have the same type of juice that it used to have. It doesn't have the same oomph. We don't have the same rivalries. We don't have the big names, the big talent. You know, this isn't the next logical, or this isn't the first step for future prospects of the NBA. There used to be so many reasons to watch a college basketball game. Are the teams rivals? Do the players and teams have history? Do the coaches hate each other's guts? Now, what happened last year? What happened 2 years prior? We don't have any of that in college basketball. It's like the players who stick around are sticking around because they want to improve their NBA draft stock, because maybe, just maybe, they aren't at the top of the class. Maybe, just maybe, they aren't even some of the top prospects. Because the top prospects, even for the NBA, they're in the G League. They're playing in Europe. They're playing all over the damn place. And so for now, basketball is just a mishmash of everything. And yeah, you'll have the Houstons of the world that'll still be competitive. And North Carolina's hope to be competitive. UConn will still be around. There's some continuity there. But the star power? Let's be real. The star power for college basketball is on a woman's side. The star power is with someone like Caitlin Clark. The star power is to see what happens with Angel Reese and what goes down with the undefeated South Carolina Gamecocks. And sure, by the time we roll over to Sunday, it's going to be interest in a men's game. People are going to fill out brackets. Here on this show, we'll start having interviews with some of the coaches and athletic directors and some of the experts who've been watching every single college basketball game because they have nothing better to do. But I still think the women, they got more juice. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that they're going to generate as much as the men. I remember a few years ago, the women, they were given a weight room, like three weights in a corner at their Final Four. And there was a whole big hubbub about how the women weren't treated the same way that the guys were. And it's just like, well, what happened to Title IX? Well, what happened to equal facilities and equal treatment? Like, we're only 2 years removed from that. I hope for the advancement of the women's game that we get a damn good tournament and that the women, that they go out there and put on a show equal to the dudes. Because while the women's college basketball game is elevated, I feel like the men's side is kind of, oof, it's flatlined. Hey, Chris, what are your thoughts? Are you hyped about the tournament coming up?
I mean, I always get excited for the NCAA tournament, but I can see where you're coming from, that the women's game, all eyes are going to be on them with some of the household names that light up the score sheet every night. How could you not be excited about the women's tournament?
Well, who's the biggest name? We know the biggest name in women's college basketball. Who is the biggest name on the men's side? Who is it?
That's a good question. You could have so many different names, but there's not one clear-cut name.
Yeah, nobody. Nobody. Zero. Zip. Zilch. The fact that we can even have a conversation and say hey, there's no clear-cut name, that says enough. It says enough. I mean, damn it. I think more people are familiar. Here's a crazy thing, Chris. I don't think it's a stretch to say that the most famous player in men's college basketball right now is LeBron James' son. Am I lying by saying that?
Nope, not at all. And that's crazy to think because his stats have been underwhelming and USC has been terrible this year.
Yeah, LeBron's son is averaging like 5 points. And yeah, granted, the guy's coming off of a cardiac arrest. Thank God he's able to still, A, be alive and continue to play. But LeBron James' son is the biggest name in men's college basketball. He's not one of the best players. It's just that should tell you where we're at. That LeBron's son is the biggest name, and LeBron's son is, well, he's famous because he's LeBron's son. And he can play basketball. I don't want to take credit away from the dude. But he ain't one of the best. It's not like people are running around talking about a Kyle Filipowski. I only know about Filipowski because I was watching him play in the Northeast when he was 16 years old. That's it. Look, I know the NCAA got a lot of problems. We got Nick Saban sitting up on Capitol Hill saying that this is just like every other business. There's no education and sanctity. There's no tradition in college football, college sports. It's not the same anymore. Well, you're damn right. And maybe this is one of the reasons that the men's game has suffered. Hey, it only takes one guy, one prospect to have a crazy season to switch things around. Let me tell you something. This year, college basketball, just in recent memory, there's no Zion Williamson. There's no Julius Randle. There's no Anthony Davis. There's no Kemba Walker. And maybe throughout the tournament, somebody's going to step up and become a household name for a couple of days, for a week, a couple of weeks. But for right now, Selection Sunday, yeah, I'll see what the brackets look like. But for now, to me, it's falling kind of flat. Let me know when the women get underway. Congratulations to all the schools that have already secured of their bids. Teams like Wagner, South Dakota State, St. Mary's knocking off the Zags. And we'll have some more as the days go on. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side of the break, you know, we talked about just all the injuries and in the world of sports. We just talked about college and how the women are hot. I'm going to tell you about how there's a player in football right now. Well, he wants his team to stay hot. He's readjusting his contract. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yo, next round is about to start. You ready?
Yeah, just shopping for a car in Carvana.
For real?
Yeah, Carvana makes it super convenient to shop whenever, wherever.
For real? That's a ton of car options.
Yep, and these are all within my price range.
For really real? You can afford that?
Yeah, with Carvana. And boom, just like that, I'm getting it delivered in a couple days.
For really, really real? You just bought a car.
For real, and you just lost my turn.
Visit Carvana.com to shop for thousands of vehicles under $20,000.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. This is my show. My friends come on and you know them. We talk about the sports you care about, basketball now, golf, and the metronome of your life, baseball. Whether it's opening day, the big tournament, or one of the majors, we have the best to preview it and break down just what happened. And let's not forget the important stuff, the amount of daylight where I live, the importance of speedies, and the rankings of beach-style pizza. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is. The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 855-212-4CBS. I know I was going to tell you about a gentleman in the NFL who is being a gentleman. I mean, I guess for the team in readjusting his contract, I'll get to that sooner than later, either this break or next. But we got a little bit of breaking news here via ESPN's Jeff Passan. I told you about pitching in baseball. Jeff Passan says the San Diego Padres, they are finalizing a trade to acquire Dylan Cease from the Chicago White Sox. You heard that correctly. The Padres, the San Diego Padres, are looking to trade for Dylan Cease and getting him from the White Sox. This is the same Dylan Cease that Yankee fans have been salivating over, especially with Gerrit Cole potentially missing God only knows how much of the season. And so pretty sad right now for Yankee fans. And I guess Padre fans have to feel optimistic, I assume, that they've been able to, add another arm. We know Blake Snell is still a free agent. You still have Yu Darvish and Drew Musgrove, Johnny Brito. They were able to go ahead and acquire from the New York Yankees. And so the Padres just trying their best to stay competitive with the Los Angeles Dodgers. And I think it's only a matter of days before Yankee fans completely lose their minds. Yankee fans are going to be yelling at Brian Cashman to go sign Blake Snell, to go bring back Jordan Montgomery. Dylan Cease, according to Jeff Passan, the Padres finalizing a trade to bring him on to the mix, bringing him on from the Chicago White Sox. Ouch. Ouch. Hey, Chris, how are the Yankee fans feeling right now in New York? They upset yet? They're always upset, but they're even more mad now, right?
Well, as a Yankee fan myself, I'm disappointed but not surprised.
Why so?
Well, Let's see. This is a team that has been injury-riddled for the past however many years, and they finally made a big splash in the offseason of trading for Juan Soto. Awesome. That's great and all. But then the Gerrit Cole news, and they just didn't add any other sort of starting pitching. That's going to be the downfall of this team, is the rotation. And they didn't do much to address it. And if Cole goes down for long term, they are in deep trouble.
So Gerrit Cole is hurt in the process of being evaluated. Dylan Cease, who the Yankees have been looking at for feels like more than a year now, he's headed to the Padres. As a part of the Juan Soto trade, ironically, I mentioned this, the Yankees gave up pitching depth in Michael King and Johnny Brito. These two dudes, at least for now, were slotted to be in the rotation for the San Diego Padres. What the hell do you want as a Yankees fan now? Do you want the Yankees to go acquire a Blake Snell? Do you want them to get a Jordan Montgomery? What are you thinking?
Any starting pitching. I don't care who it is, because with Gerrit Cole out, Carlos Rodon might as well be Carl Pavano 2.0 at this point. That first year was awful, and he's gotten lit up in spring training also, so it's not looking promising. Obviously, I don't put too much stock into it, but if he turns into another disaster show, like I said, Carl Pavano 2.0, so now you're down two starters, basically.
Oh, well, damn. I mean, Carl Pavano had a strained ass. I'm not exaggerating. He had a strained ass, and then he wasn't asked for the New York Yankees. He didn't do anything. I can't remember the last time a starting pitcher had a strained butt, but he did. And he stunk for the New York Yankees as a result. I want to give Carlos Rodon the benefit of the doubt. Yeah, last year, complete garbage. He was hurt. He was grumpy. At one point in time, they tried to pull him off the mound. He threw a hissy fit like he was a toddler. I mean, today he had a good game, but it was one good game. But the Yankees, as of right now, are in trouble. They're going to have to add somebody to the starting rotation to try to, I don't know, eat up these innings. Gerrit Cole ate up innings. You knew he was going to eat up 200 until he couldn't. Now he's dealing with an injury. And it's not like some of the other dudes in the rotation. You don't know what you're getting out of Rodon. You mentioned the injuries and then the attitude. Nestor Cortez pitching more than he's ever pitched before. You want to see how he bounces back this season. Oh, man, who am I missing? Yankees rotation. Oh, who's above him?
Marcus Stroman's there now.
Oh, Marcus Stroman is there. He's not someone who typically, you know, goes deep into games. He may give you five or six, and then every now and then he'll get lit up, and then he'll go on social media and pitch a fit. It's tough. It really is. And then I don't even want to mention Judge again and his soreness. So a lot of optimism for the New York Yankees so far heading into the season until Gerrit Cole went down, until you had to hear about Aaron Judge and general body soreness. It's just it's sad. And now Dylan Cease is on his way, apparently, to the San Diego Padres to join a rotation that is going to go out there and feature Yu Darvish and two other Yankees, and Michael King and Johnny Brito, who they decided to move on from. It's just some wild stuff. At least you got Juan Soto. He'll hit, right? It's not going to matter too much if Aaron Judge is not healthy.
I mean, that first home run that I'm at when I'm sitting in the right field bleachers at the stadium, when Juan Soto plants one out there, it's going to make me very happy, but it won't matter because it'll be like that Chris Paul clip. Hits a basket, and they're still down 42. That home run will just make it a 9-1 game.
Yeah, well, the Yankees throughout the regular season, they should stay alive, but they're going to have to go through the regular season. They're going to have to see how they can slap together some pitching. If there is a benefit, one aspect a lot of fans won't think about or care about too much, it's March. And you would think that their offense will be able to keep them alive throughout the course of the season, but as we know, you know, when you get into postseason baseball, when you get into the stretch, you want to have at least one dog at the top of the rotation. You want to have at least two that can go into a series and mow you down, mow the opposition down, and give you a good chance to win. I guess that might be the silver lining for the Yankees, is that this injury to Cole, whatever it might be, is early, and that they'll have additional options throughout the course of the year, especially as they pull up to the trading deadline. Jeff Passan says the Padres are finalizing a deal to bring in Dylan Cease from the Chicago White Sox. Wild, wild stuff. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. On the other side of the break, I'm going to tell you about that football player just adjusting money to help out his team. And we know that Dylan Cease looks like he will be moving. I'm going to tell you about an NFL player. He ain't going nowhere, for now at least. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit Instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Man, the world just keeps on running and changing. You just heard from Rich Ackerman, right? I guess Joe Flacco is going to play forever. I guess Joe Flacco doesn't like his family. I'm joking. Don't get mad at me. This man refuses to go home to his wife and kids. I'm joking. I mean, for $8 million, why not? You only get but so much time that you can play professional sports. And let's be real, Joe Flacco, well, if you didn't hear Rich Ackerman, he is on his way to the Indianapolis Colts in a deal that could be worth up to $8 million. And if I'm Joe Flacco, I'm expecting to play. Not necessarily right out of the gate. You know, maybe I'm here for spot duty here and there. Did you see the way Anthony Richardson played last year? I mean, when he did play before he ultimately got hurt, knocked his head around, busted up his neck, busted up his shoulder, he's done for the season. Done. The man wanted to play in the NFL at the quarterback position like he was a Swiss tank. You can't do that, man. You got to chill, bro. You're the quarterback. Yeah, they want you to win games, but they actually want you available all 17 games. I don't know how he's capable of doing that. And I've seen quotes from him that he doesn't anticipate changing the way that he plays quarterback. Well, if you're not going to change how you play, it's very simple. You're not going to play. You're not going to get that next contract. And Joe Flacco will be out there taking your reps. If I'm Joe Flacco, I am chomping at the bit. Joe Flacco, comeback player of the year. Somehow he won it over DeMar Hamlin. I guess even though DeMar Hamlin died on a football field, I guess there was a little too much fatigue when it came to the story. They wanted to give it to a guy who actually played, and that's Joe Flacco helping to lead the Cleveland Browns to the playoffs. Listen, man, he just turned 39. Joe Flacco has been to Super Bowls and won and MVPs and been balling out since 2008. It's 2024. I feel like a jerk telling him to go home to his kids, but hey, go get that money. I'm pretty sure the family appreciates it. Even though taxes add up too. So hey, go out there and get that money. Congratulations to Joe Flacco. Anyway, in about 20 minutes, I'm going to give you a new top six list. So many players moving, shaking, being traded all over the damn place. Signings at the top of the hour because it is Wednesday. It's what I do every Wednesday. I'm going to share with you a top six list. We're going to take a look at some of the most impactful free agent signings that we've ever seen in the world of sports. Just flat. And period. I'm going to lend some historical perspective, and then I'm going to just go ahead and drop the top six list. Before we do that, two things. I mentioned a quarterback who is doing an amazing thing to keep his team relevant. It's the man who just won the Super Bowl. It is one of the best quarterbacks that the NFL has ever seen. It's a quarterback who can continue to add to his legacy. It's a quarterback who is currently in the midst of a 10-year, $450 million deal. It's Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes didn't do anything but shift money around on his contract and on his deal. The NFL is so funny with how you can renegotiate deals and contracts and shuffle money around. It's kind of dirty if you ask me. But this season, the 2024 year, Patrick Mahomes said, hey, I'll take less money. Give me $44 million. That's it. Last year, he made $56 million. That's more than Joe Burrow made for his upcoming 55. But in order to help things out here in Kansas City, remember, they just gave Chris Jones a 5-year, $158 million deal. They decided to franchise tag Lajarius Sneed. And so maybe, just maybe, they don't have to trade him, even though they tagged him. Maybe they can also come to terms with him on a long-term agreement. One thing we know, Patrick Mahomes is not going anywhere, probably ever. They are going to readjust this man's contract until there is no end. And by the time they get to 2026, I'm sure that they will readjust the back end of his deal. As we know, as an overall, he makes about $45 million on average over the 10 years. We know someone like Joe Burrow's making 55. And there's going to come a point in time where Patrick Mahomes says the revenue has gone up, the salary cap has gone up, I ain't settling for 45. Yeah, he's doing the team-worthy thing. I don't think Patrick Mahomes is hurting for money. This guy has a stake in some of the other professional sports organizations in the area, Kansas City Royals and what have you. I don't think Patrick Mahomes is hurting for money, but he's going to want a raise as long as it doesn't hurt the team. I just can't wait for 3 and 4 years down the line for people to start saying that other quarterbacks in the NFL need to do what Patrick Mahomes does to help the team. Similar to what they were saying for years with Tom Brady. Tom Brady, he doesn't take all the money. Well, he don't need it, okay? Not that anybody necessarily needs all of this damn money. Man, ain't damn but so many guys that can command, you know, 50 and 60 and 70 and $80 million away from the sport or in total. And so if I'm Tom Brady, who at the time was married to a supermodel who made more money than him, why am I nickel and diming the team for another $5 million? Just leave Patrick Mahomes be. Let's not necessarily call the guy a saint. Let's just say the guy has a lot of money. He doesn't need the nickel and dime folks. Anyway, Patrick Mahomes readjusting his contract, redoing his deal. Yesterday, we had a caller who pretty much said that Justin Jefferson of the Minnesota Vikings needs to get moved. And I said, for what? So who the hell is going to trade for Justin Jefferson? He brought up the Chargers. I mentioned this early in this show as well. I said, you're going to give up assets, and then you're going to pay him? That's tough. He's not a quarterback. Yeah, he's one of the best players in the league. He's arguably the best wide receiver in the league. He could help out any team. But for the price to acquire him sounds nuts to me. We know the Minnesota Vikings at the quarterback position, they're going to stink. Sam Darnold throwing around the ball, depressing. I don't know how they're going to get people into US Bank Stadium or whatever the hell they call it in Minneapolis. I don't know how you're going to get people in there by putting Sam Darnold's face on a ticket. Dare I say, they probably won't put Sam Darnold's face on a ticket because it probably calls people to not even buy one, not even to show up. So we've had all this, well, they need to trade Justin Jefferson. And oh, yeah, Justin Jefferson isn't going to be happy because Justin Jefferson, like during the Super Bowl, he's running around saying, oh, I hope we keep Kirk Cousins. Now that keeping Kirk Cousins is obviously not a reality, Kirk Cousins is the quarterback here in Atlanta for the Falcons. Justin Jefferson was on the herd last week, and he basically said, look, I think we need to get the guy from Chicago, Justin Fields. Listen to this.
You know, we have to build on, you know, for after Kirk or whatever the case may be. But having Justin Fields brings a little bit more pressure to other teams by having, you know, a dominant quarterback like he is.
Dominant quarterback. We talked about that last night. I don't know if he meant to say dynamic, because Justin Fields is far be it from dominant. What has he dominated? Help me out, Chris. What has he dominated? Anything?
Nope. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, it's just the headlines for not being traded.
He's just existed.
Yeah, I'll give him a little bit more credit than that. He's existed in a mediocre way. He's existed by utilizing his feet to get yardage. He's existed by not improving as a passer. And it's pretty apparent that the trade market is not hot for Justin Fields right now. But as it relates to Justin Jefferson, he's not going anywhere. And I know this was posed to me last night. I know this was in the news today. We have somebody like Tyler Eifert, former tight end of the Cincinnati Bengals, who said, oh, watch, Justin Jefferson is going to get traded to the Cincinnati Bengals. And I'm like, how? T. Higgins wants to be traded because they can't pay him. You got Ja'Marr Chase on the team, also one of the best wide receivers in the game. Ja'Marr Chase is going to be up to get a contract. You don't think that Ja'Marr Chase is going to want more than the $30 million that Tyreek Hill got? So we're supposed to think that the Cincinnati Bengals are going to walk around with two $30-plus million wide receivers on their books? You don't think that they can do better than that on the free agent market? You don't think they could do better than that by acquiring somebody via trade or drafting a young guy? I got to pay two wide receivers, I don't know, almost $70 million? That makes zero sense. Which is why, even for one guy, I think it makes zero sense for anybody to trade for Justin Jefferson. Anybody. I mean, what the Ravens are going to give up two future first rounders to bring him in? That might be the only team that makes sense. I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs just won the Super Bowl with Kelce, and who's the next best guy? Mecole Hardman? Hell no. Yeah, nice. He called it the game-winning touchdown at the Super Bowl. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, he got the boot. They do have an emerging young wide receiver. But come on, man. If you don't got to pay somebody, why do it? Because there's no guarantee that Justin Jefferson is going to lead you to the promised land. I'm sorry. It's because, quite frankly, he's a wide receiver. It's no different than, you know, Derrick Henry going up to the Baltimore Ravens. It's nice. It's great. He's an excellent name. But he's not Lamar Jackson. You need a quarterback to take you to the promised land. And said quarterback actually needs to have sufficient weapons to go out there and help him. But Justin Jefferson, for that price, the salary, the trade compensation, he's staying in Minnesota. And this is one element a lot of people are ignoring. You already let Kirk Cousins go. If you're the Minnesota Vikings, do you really want to take a blowtorch to your fan base? Forget a blowtorch. Do you really want to give your fan base the middle finger and just say, F you, we're starting from scratch, ignore us for a few years? Yeah, you can have a quick turnaround. The Houston Texans were a joke before D'Amico Ryan showed up, before they had Stroud out there. And we saw Bill O'Brien burn them to the ground. Is that what Minnesota wants to do and turn around? I don't think so. Justin Jefferson isn't going anywhere. This guy's going to get a new contract. Everybody will smile and be happy. He'll certainly smile and be happy until Sam Darnold throws the football to the wrong team. And then everyone will remind him, hey, bro, but you took the money. Relax. Chill out. The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Taking the money is what everybody wants to do. You don't have to be a professional athlete. Everybody wants the green. We're going to take a break. We come back on the other side. It's time to talk about the green. It's time for a new top six list. I'm going to give you a top six list of some of the biggest, most impactful free agent signings that we have ever seen or witnessed in the world of sports. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk about the big deals when we come back. Don't move.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.